Hello, I'm Chris Baisden, an editor with AICPA's Journal of Accountancy. You're listening to the J of A podcast, where we talk about the key issues facing the accounting profession. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about recent developments related to regulation of the profession. My guests today are Skip Brazil, the Vice President of State and Regulatory and Legislative Affairs at the AICPA, and Ron Gitz, Executive Director and CEO of the Society of Louisiana CPAs. But before we get started, please take a few seconds to listen to a short message from our sponsor.
Did you know 75% of people now prefer to pay by credit or debit? With CPA Charge, you can let your clients pay their bill online and you'll get the reporting details you need for easy reconciliation. AICPA members can sign up at cpacharge.com/podcast and get your program fee waived for 6 months.
Welcome back. So Skip, I'd like to start with a few questions for you first. What's the current climate across the country for regulated professions?
Very interesting. We are at the AICPA have been tracking issues impacting the professions all session long, all the last 3-4 months. We're probably tracking roughly 50 or so bills. The issue in a nutshell is, are there barriers to entry to work? And what should we be doing and what should policymakers be doing? And quite frankly, there's a lot of debate as to, how that issue plays out. We are participating in the space because we're concerned about some of the directions some of the legislation has taken. And we just want to make sure that policymakers have all the information that they need before making a decision one way or the other.
Sure. So is the CPA license in danger?
It's certainly being threatened, not directly necessarily, but the language in the legislation that we're seeing are very, very broad. For example, there are bills that would suggest that occupational regulations or licensure needs to be reviewed at a periodic basis, maybe every 4 years, maybe every five, and that the standard for that review should be the least restrictive means possible to protect and serve the citizenry. And if you take that as a logical extension or a logical conclusion, the least would be no regulation whatsoever. And we find that to be problematic. I mean, the CPA credential has come a mighty long way, and we've spent a lot of time building in an infrastructure to, not only protect it, but to protect the public as well. And so for us, it's not just about protecting the credential, but it's about protecting the public. And so that's why we've engaged in a deep and close partnership with our regulatory partners, with NASBA, because we see this as a grave concern, and we want to make sure, again, that policymakers have all the information before making a decision. And in our experience in looking at a couple of the bills in a couple of different states, when we explain the concerns that we have to policymakers, they typically see our point of view on it. So we're heartened by that, but we're also vigilant because we have seen quite a few bills pop up across the country.
What happened to make state legislatures focus so much on occupational licenses?
Well, it's been a topic of debate for quite some time. I mean, going back, quite frankly, decades. I would say over the last, maybe decade or so, there's been quite a bit of literature, a lot of study among think tanks, those right of center and left of center, and quite frankly in the center. I think that the popular case of incidental kind of created a perfect storm for us to start seeing more legislative activity. So, like I said, it's been a topic of discussion for a while, but I think the incidental case really sort of created an opportunity to see more legislation.
Is this issue going to come back again in 2019 for CPAs?
Most certainly. This issue is not going away, in part because a lot of the bills that were introduced this year didn't really move or didn't get much action. So I think this year was sort of an opportunity for those that were moving them to see how much support they could actually get. I would say next year, maybe even the year after, we're definitely going to see this issue on the radar for at least another session or two to come.
What were the biggest threats you saw this year?
Well, Ron is sitting next to me, so we're going to talk about the bill in Louisiana for certain. But I don't know if there was any one that stood out more than the others, but I would say that some of the more troubling bills, I shouldn't say troubling, but you know, there were a couple of bills that would have created a temporary license regime, which in and of itself, I don't know if that's a bad or a good thing, but for the CPA profession, it's really taken us a step backwards. It's you know, we've come a long way with mobility and the ease for CPAs to move across state lines. And you know, for us to look at a piece of legislation that would suggest that we would be obligated to provide a temporary license is really taking a step backwards for us. For that, so that was something that we didn't think was necessary. And again, when we started talking to legislators about you know our mobility scheme, you know it really helped us a lot. So one of the things that we're going to do moving forward is really sort of be more proactive in our education campaign about you know exactly how our mobility regulation and as well as reciprocity really works in comparison to some of the perhaps other professions or occupations where they don't have the sort of ease of migration that we do.
What can our members do to get involved?
The first and most important thing I would say is get in contact with your local state societies. The state societies are doing you know yeoman's work and really they're really the vanguard of the effort, and so they need all the support that our membership can give them. We at the AICPA certainly are working hand in glove with our state society partners, so I would say you know certainly that's probably the most important thing that our members can do.
Thanks, Skip. So, Ron, let's move over to you now. Tell me about the bill threatening certified professions in your state.
There are actually seven bills in our state. There are three, and so I'll go through the titles because they have interesting titles. They're very compelling. The Occupational Licensing Review Act, the Occupational Licensing Board Compliance Act, and the Right to Earn a Living Act. When I say seven bills, there were those three titles. There was a Senate bill and a companion bill in the House. And then the seventh bill was actually the normal sunset bill that we typically see every 4 years. And so that's the list of the bills. They come with fancy titles. It's something that everybody can get their head around and actually support varying degrees of it. And it winds up being tough to fight from the gate because there's bipartisan support because there are aspects of the bill that are good. There's language that's shared between those bills, so it actually makes it really, really difficult to determine the factors that you don't agree with or that are troubling in the bill. Two major doctrines, the language here was identical. One said that everybody has the right to earn a living, and if the government feels like it needs to regulate the profession that you choose, that it should be with the least restrictive means possible. So both of those sentences were listed in all three of those different bills that talk about occupational licensing in a different fashion.
Would the bills have affected CPAs?
Absolutely would have affected CPAs. As you know, interestingly enough, there's a bipartisan support, meaning that it's the job creator on you know towards the left, and there's a deregulation type approach on the right. Actually, you know, all said and done, it actually adds a layer of regulation because you know once you get into the facts that all of these processes and procedures are already placed. They're already in our Accountancy Act and other places. And so we had a lot of explaining to do and a lot of educational time spent trying to discuss with the legislators about the issue. Interestingly enough, one of the things that became top of mind that, and we were the only opposition that I'm aware of initially, as the bills, again, moved quickly in Louisiana. In odd-numbered years, we can talk about tax and fiscal matters, and even-numbered years, you cannot. And so we are sitting in between special sessions that you have to call in even-numbered years to talk about the FISC where we're short, and weren't expecting too bad of a session on the regular side. The desire was for the regular session to end early. It was supposed to go through June 4th. It actually ended last Friday, so 3 weeks early. So when these bills dropped, and it came at the tail end of another special session where no action was taken. So the environment there, I'll take a minute to explain it. We were faced with bills that when they dropped were already advancing, and they were doing things like suspending rules to accelerate their movement through the process. The governor opened the session in support of this whole notion of everybody has the right to earn a living, et cetera. So support was coming from all sides. And typical parties and other associations that were generally aligned with on one side of the issue were actually opposed to their view as they were to ours on some of these bills.
So what happened to the bills?
The bills, we were lucky enough to get some help towards the end. There were some definitional sections in a couple of the bills that defined terms like certification and certified. They actually defined them a little differently. It went far-reaching, and when I talked about deregulation, one of the bills actually would have precluded the use of the word certified in a credential had the bill passed from not just, and it actually left government-regulated entities alone or credentials alone, but credentials that were from private organizations. You could not have used the term certified. So that got high on the radar of national bodies, and they really came to our assistance at the end.
What else made the society's efforts in the legislature so successful?
The partnering with the AICEPA and NASBA and the government relations teams and all the work that we do collectively on behalf of the profession. You know, it's state boards, because they're government agencies, cannot defend themselves and go to the table and lobby, et cetera. And it's not so much about going to the table for them, but on behalf of the profession that made it so important. So it's a great example of how we all work together from different areas to protect the credential and the profession and what we hold so dearly.
And do you think this issue will come back to Louisiana?
Absolutely. We a couple of the bodies that I mentioned, there's national support. They're well-funded. It's an easy sell for them. There are local groups that are attached to those national groups. We had an audience with several of them, and they just told us point blank, we don't have any, in our wildest dreams, we don't think anything will pass this session, but we'll be back. And so it was a promise from that part that we will in fact see it again.
Thanks, Ron and Skip. And I'd also like to thank our audience for listening today. If you enjoyed this podcast, check out more JFA podcasts on our website and on Podomatic.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.